Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back, episode 54, but more importantly, it is a year old, like a big birthday podcast for the show, but more importantly, a huge, huge thank you, like genuinely could get emotional just thinking about how far this podcast has gone and what it's kind of grown into from where I'd kind of started it. You know, I think anyone who starts a podcast, you start just expecting like a handful of people to listen. And from the stats that I just checked this morning, the podcast has grown and grown to like 43,000 downloads. And that's just in the little year that we've been working on, which is just unreal. And more importantly, what I have loved more than anything is the fact that I have been able to meet and work with some of you who have listened to the podcast. So I have had people who've listened to the podcast who've become one-to-one clients, which is just amazing. And I have had people who have listened to the podcast and then become coaches, and they're working in the academy now on their journey to becoming coaches, And then a lot of you have signed up 2 months to manifest my manifestation course. So just a big thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. If you have, if you've written a review, it truly means the world to me if you've actually taken time to comment or review the podcast, because I know that is time out of your day where essentially you're not getting anything back for. That's just something nice you've done out of the goodness of your heart. And I really, really do appreciate it. So as a huge thank you, what I want to do is offer you guys something special. If you have, now this is very niche because all of you might not want to become coaches, so it is only applying to people who have kind of had a feeling that maybe there's something else they could be doing. Maybe there is something that is more purposeful that they want to do, and they've got a desire to become a life coach, or they want to find out more about it, then I am going to put some special offers on for you guys who listen to the podcast to join my academy. But what I'm going to do first of all is offer you a free call so you can ask all the questions that you want to ask. You can find out everything there is about coaching, whether it's how much you earn as a coach, whether it's what that looks like, how you would do it practically, how you can work through your own limiting beliefs becoming a coach, all that type of thing. You can jump on a call with myself or someone in the team where we will tell you what it's like to be a coach, but also how you can get access to some amazing offers in the academy right now that are just for you as the podcast listener. So if you're feeling the urge, you want to know more about it, DM me on Instagram, or there'll be in the show notes, there'll be a link to book in a certification inquiry call. And let's have a lovely conversation around that and what that looks like for you and what your journey to becoming a life coach could look like. Okay, let's move on. Again, just a huge heartfelt thank you from me before we get into the content of today's show. Okay. I said in last week's episode that I would be talking about how to manage your energy at Christmas and how not to be triggered by other people. But I'm actually going to save that for next week's episode because I really wanted to do an episode on manifestation and energy. And just if you've been listening for the full year and you still kind of like, do you know what? A, I don't know if it works. B, am not feeling it, Jude, or C, I've been trying and I'm not getting results. And this came to me, and this is the lovely, lovely thing about doing your own podcast and not having anyone dictate to you what you should be putting out and what you should be saying, is that I get to align the show with whatever's kind of presented itself to me in the last week. And I had a guest expert come into the academy and do some training on energetics for the guys who were in the academy. And they had trained under somebody who trained under Michael Beckwith. And that's how the conversation kind of came about. And I remember saying to the guys in the academy, if you've not heard of Michael Beckwith, then do some research on him, because he's a lovely, like, new thoughts teacher, and talks a lot about manifestation, but not in a woo-woo kind of way. Like, I resonate with him because I don't know whether you've realized that with me. I'm less woo-woo and more practical. But I definitely do believe in the law of attraction and the power of attraction, and also the power of our energy. As it happens, I just kind of thought, oh God, you know what? I should take some of my own medicine and I should be listening to more of Michael Beckwith's work. And I just happened to come across a YouTube video that he did, or one of the talks he did with Oprah. Again, you know, I'm a huge fan of Oprah. And one thing he talked about, and I've made a ton of notes on this, because it really, really connects with the work that I do with my one-on-one clients and how I have seen those results for myself. The starting point of what he talked about with Oprah was, you cannot have what you're not willing to become vibrationally. And I just thought that was so, so powerful, right? Because if you want a loving, exciting, happy, mutually respectful relationship, you're not going to get that if you are not feeling that within yourself. You cannot track that in, because you could get that relationship, but the likelihood is, if you're not feeling that, how would you show up in that relationship? And then how long would that relationship last? If you're not feeling that energetically, you're not going to match that. And even if you do, because you've been doing the work and you've kind of like manipulated the law of attraction, it won't last very long. Yeah? So bear with us, because I'm going to go into more detail with it. I want you to think about people that you know who it seems like they just have bad luck, that even when something good happens to them, I mean, this could resonate with yourself. Like, if you're listening and going, dude, this is so me. Right? It might be that sometimes you get what you want and then you lose it, or something bad happens. And it's because we're not energetically matched to it. So there's one thing that we need to understand, is that if we feel like in our life, and this is a limiting belief that comes up for a lot of my clients when they start working with me, one of their limiting beliefs is, if something good happens, something bad follows. If you take that limiting belief, and I just want you to put yourself in the mindset of someone who might be thinking that way, yeah? How is their energy? What is the vibrations that they put out into the world? And I'm even talking about just general conversations that they have with people. Like, if you were in a room with them right now, what is the conversation they would be having? Would it be something like, oh my God, like, I'm just so excited, like, this is happening and I've got this to look forward to, and oh my God, I'm working on this. Like, would it be that type of energy? Or would it just be like, yeah, not really sure what I'm doing this weekend. Yeah, I'm just so tired all the time. Like, I just feel like I've got no energy. Like, they would probably be in the negative energy stream, but also in a negative mindset stream as well. So remember, you can't have what you're not willing to become vibrationally. And remember, if we go full circle with this, if you look at everything on your vision board, if you think now, think about what's on your vision board, or think about the things that you'd love to manifest, what is the reason you actually want them? Because this will come full circle, right? Like, let's dig deep on this. You want money because you think it's going to make you happy. You want that big house because you think you'd be happier in that big house. You want a certain title at work or some kind of accolade, is that the word? Some kind of accreditation that shows to other people that you're good enough. So either you're doing it because you think it'll make you happy, or you're doing it, or you're trying to achieve something because you think that it'll prove to other people that you're good enough. Yeah. But essentially, again, go around in that circle. What does that mean? That you're just trying to be happy. Like, even getting the thing that you think would make other people see you as something else, you still think that would make you happy. So it still comes back to everything that you want is because we think it'll make us happier. But it doesn't, because we get the things and it doesn't make us happier, because you have to be happy in yourself. And when you're happy in yourself, not only do things come easily, yeah? So I did a post this week around the people that you see that have it all, it's because they believed at some point they could have it all, yeah? Because they have that contentment, they have that knowing. But they also have a bit of happiness as well. Like, they are generally happy people. They're not the sitting in the negative kind of mindset people. To get everything that you want to have, you've got to be happy first. Because the things that you want, they're not going to make you happy. You're just going to get them. And then remember, because you're not vibrationally matched to it, you will then be unhappy at some point because something bad will happen. I feel like I'm making something that's really simple sound so difficult. If we kind of compartmentalize this, essentially what I'm saying to you is you need to start becoming the energy that you want to feel coming back at you. Because if you can't be happy now where you are, you won't be happy where you are, where you think you're going to be over the other side of that fence. But when you do get that happy and contentness and you've done the work, and this is no coincidence, right? When I work one-on-one with my clients, it is no coincidence that towards the end of the coaching program, when we've done the work on their limiting beliefs, their worries about the world, their anxious thoughts, I mean, more importantly, their how they feel about themselves. Like, when we instill that self-worth and they start to feel good about themselves, energetically, everything starts to shift because things happen. So they'll get a promotion or they'll get a piece of work that they've been dying to get for ages, like something like something that they've wanted for so long, but they didn't believe that could happen. Or they'll go on a date and meet somebody, or they'll get the amount of money that they wanted because they'll get a promotion. Instantly, their business starts to shift and it takes on another level. Yeah. Or relationships, like not even those kind of romantic relationships, but relationships in their lives become stronger. Because when you are in such a comfortable headspace, when you are in such a lovely kind of vibrational, energetic, beautiful place, you emulate that and people respond. And it just is like this lovely ripple effect. It's a beautiful, beautiful ripple effect of goodness that comes to you when you are in a good space. But more than anything, it means that you can enjoy it because you're already in that headspace. So with that, I want you to think about, there could be points in your life, like you might not be listening to this thinking your life's totally shit. There could be so much good stuff in your life, but there's other areas that you're just not energetically matched to, so you're not receiving it in. So what I would ask you to do is to do this piece of work. We're not focusing on the thing that you want to manifest. The thing that I want you to focus on is if when you're by yourself, you don't like yourself, or there's something where you feel like you're on your own and you're just a little bit unhappy, like you're a little bit itchy, like you've got, there's a certain area of your life that you can feel you just don't have the energy. You can feel that there's something missing, there's something out of alignment. Then you know you need to do the work because it's telling you something. Now, what that work might be, it could be completely different for everyone. Yeah. But when we're out of alignment, it's very, very easy to tell because there'll be a niggle. And it could be a lack of energy. It could be a lack of motivation. It could be that you keep getting sick all the time. Like we know, because there are books out there and there are people that have done the research, that when we are out of alignment or we are not in our energetic space, that we start to get poorly. And we start to get sickness and we can get bugs every so often. So think about what is coming up for you right now. Where are you out of alignment and what work needs to be done? So stop focusing on the thing that you're trying to attract and start becoming the energy you want to see. Because you will then naturally, that beautiful ripple effect will come to you and you will start to match and align like for like. And this is something that you actually have control over. So when we talk about manifestation and the trying to attract the thing that you want in your life right now, it can sometimes feel like we don't have the control over it. But this you do have control over. You absolutely do. Because to be energetically aligned and vibrationally matched, you have to be in a good headspace. So I'd get you to start questioning that. Look at where your energy is. Look at where your motivation levels are. Look at the things that come up when you're just not feeling in a good headspace. Look at the language that you're using when you're out with people, when you're out with friends. What are you talking about? What flows really well and people match your energy? And like, you know, if I'm talking about work, I'm like dead excited. If I'm talking about the kids, I'm really excited. Even if I'm talking about the gym, I'm bloody excited. And all those areas of my life are working so well and so in harmony that I am naturally aligned to more good stuff and more good stuff comes in. So what do you talk about where your energy's on a high? When are you talking and your energy's not matched? And what can you do about it? And it doesn't mean to say that when you're talking about relationships and you just like, you know, it's all shit, right? One, stop talking about it. Two, do something about it that feels empowering. Go back to last week's episode when I talked about self-care versus feeling self-empowered. They are two completely different things. When you do something outside of your comfort zone, you will feel empowered. Naturally, you will feel energetic about that. And you'll start to align with it, okay? Now, when I'm doing this with my one-to-one clients, there are loads of things that we are looking at. We are looking at their limiting beliefs. We're looking at trauma from childhood. And I don't mean like, not specifically to trauma where you've been abused, attacked or bullied. I'm talking about like, trauma can be from bad conditioning. You know, if you had parents that thought a certain way, and I never bash parents because we're all doing the best we can with what we know, you know, but you might have parents who didn't believe certain things were possible, so therefore that was conditioned to you. So we're working on that, the childhood blueprint. Then what we start to work on is how does that show up now? And we start to bash that away with various tools and techniques that I use with my clients. We do a lot of self-inquiry work where we work on what is the story that we tell ourselves? How is it showing up? What action are we taking? Are we not taking? And then there's a ton of like high performance tools that we throw in there to make sure that they are set for success. And then the beautiful piece of work that we do is we start to work on the inner self-worth, the confidence piece, that how we feel about ourselves is what we put out into the world. So that is something that some people can't do on their own, and they do need to work with someone to do that. So that might be something that is the thing that you want to do in the new year. Yeah, try December, try doing it on your own and seeing how you can get into a good headspace, how you can get vibrationally matched to the energy that you want to see in the world, and just see it as a beautiful kind of like experiment. Like, see December as like an experimental phase of your life where you're going, do you know what, I'm just going to see how I can raise my vibrations, what I can do to get my energy up there, what is serving me and what's not serving me, and see if you can do it on your own. And if not, then in January you go, do you know what, I know I need to do the work with somebody else, and you work with a coach on that. But for now, see how you can do it alone. And just, yeah, keep replaying this episode and see what, because do you know what? It's like, I think sometimes with podcasts, it's like watching a film. You can watch a film like 15 times and you'll see something new in it every time. So come back to this episode, replay it, think about the words that I've said, think about the actions that I'm asking you to take. Align it to how you feel right now. Align it to what is currently going on in your life right now and what's showing up for you. And remember, we are all vibrational beings, yeah? What energy we put out is what we get back. It is law. It is law of attraction. And that there is proof out there that we are energetic beings, and that is how we vibrate on this planet. So make sure you are using it to serve you a purpose. There's no point in just sitting feeling shit all the time. You've got to do something about it. So what are you going to do about it to become the vibrational match to the things that you want to receive in the world? Have an amazing week, everyone. Are we first weekend of December or second week? It's kind of the first full week, isn't it? And there's so much that we can get to look forward to. Like, we are in a world where we're not wearing masks anymore, and we're not confined to like, oh my God, are we going to see we're family at Christmas or not? Like, there are no restrictions on us, so we should be literally living our best lives right now, despite the energy crisis, despite what the world is saying to us in the news right now. Like, you can go out there and enjoy whatever December has to offer. There is still magic in the world out there. So think about what you can be doing right now to just enjoy this week ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others, and it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.